So let's run through it again. Simla mites din mishreitza lechel bayolishta is koidim asu. The person wants to eat or drink before eating. You're about to have a meal, and you want to eat or drink before you wash. What are the laws? What's the problem? The problem is if you're going to eat before you wash, you're going to make a bracha. So what's so terrible making a bracha? So first of all, it's a bracha she'ein etzrich l'mishnah brura. You know, the sefer kitzur shulchan aruch im divrei mishnah brura. A lot of the last halachas, the last couple of siman that we had, there was not much divrei mishnah brura because those were more yoredeya inyanim, pasakum, and chol of Yisrael. These inyanim did not appear in Arachayim. Mishnah brura is only in Arachayim, so there was really not much to extrapolate from. But now we're back to the Orach Chaim territory, and there's a lot of Mishnah Berurah that relates to these simonim, and there's some very interesting things. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't agree 100% with all of the chidushim here in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but one of the things that is mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah is that it's not a good thing to do because a bracha she'ein etzrich. A person should always try to minimize the number of brachos. He says very important halacha concept. Don't look to make brachos that are not necessary. If you are planning to sit down and eat a bread meal where you're going to recite Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, that one bracha will pretty much exempt 90% of the possible brachos you would need to make if you did not wash. Therefore, if you're going to eat before you wash, you're going to make a shahakol, a mezonos, a bar priyo eitz, a bar priyo adama on different foods, and you're not going to recite the bracha acharona. We'll see why. The machine is not working because the machine is. You take it out. It just makes noise. Doesn't do anything. Okay. So the if you're planning on eating a meal when you're going to wash, why make brachas before you wash that are not going to be necessary after you wash? So it's not a good idea. Okay.
But people do it when you go to a wedding.
We'll see. Let's go through the halachas. We'll see if some of the details. Okay. But generally it's not able. Here we're discussing a situation where you have no choice. For example, you only have two loaves of bread, two chalas, and you want to use the flecha mishnah, and you have a guest, and the guest not yet arrived, so you don't want to wash before the guest comes in order that you can enable him to eat from to participate in the lecha mishnah. So what are the rules of making brachos before you wash? Now the problem is, the person wants to eat before you wash. Now here's the first situation. I am planning on eating the same food again during the meal. I'm going to eat an appetizer, let's say a piece of fish. I'm going to eat a piece of fish now, and I'm going to eat another piece of fish during the meal. I'm taking one piece of gefilte fish, half now, and half, I'll say, for the middle of the meal after I make the hamotzi. Bein shadvarim tzrichim shetzrichim levarich aleim teich asuda kigoyin peros bein shem dvarim she'ein tzrichim levarich aleim teich asuda kigoyin mini liftan mini kidios ve'ered apple, which means potatoes. Now what do you want to eat out before you wash? Either I want to eat things that I'm not required to make a bracha again during the meal, in other words, appetizers. Generally speaking, you do not make a bracha on an appetizer if you wash. Once you recite Hamotzi Lechem min ha'aretz, you do not make any more brachos until you get to dessert. Brachos are not made. Brachos are not made for appetizers. Now, before I'm washing, I want to eat an appetizer. So this is something which I'm going to make a bracha on now, because I've not yet washed, and I'm planning on eating more of this appetizer during the meal, which means during the meal I'm not going to make a bracha. Or, let's say I'm planning on eating during the meal fruit. Fruit is, at least time Chazal, was not called an appetizer. And if you decide in the middle of the meal to take a piece of fruit, it's not exempt by the Birchas Hamotzi, and you need to make another Borei Pareitz. So now...
Even if it's not dessert?
What?
Even if it's not dessert, you have to make a broken.
Well, it depends. Today, things are a little bit different. It depends on how it's served. If the fruit is being served as an appetizer, you do not make a bracha. If the fruit is not being served as an appetizer, you do make a bracha. If it's not being served as an appetizer, you do make a bracha. So now you want to eat these things before you wash. So you have not yet washed. you have not yet recited the Birchas HaMotzi, and you're about to eat food, and the food in front of you is for two different categories. There's a category of food which you would be required to make a bracha within the meal, and there's a category of food that you would not be required to make a bracha within the meal. V'chein, furthermore, when it comes to a drink, generally speaking, do you make a bracha on drinks during the meal? No. V'chein, writes a lishtois eze mashke, because yayin is something which normally you do make a bracha in the middle of the meal, except for Shabbos, because Shabbos we make kiddush, but put Shabbos aside. Let's say this is a weekday meal. If you wash and then wine is served during the meal, you mechuyiv to make a birchas bar pri agafen, and you're going to drink again the wine. So what's the problem? The problem is yesh bezeh machlokes hapoiskim advarim she'ochal oshasa koydim netilas yadayim niftarim bebirchas hamazon.
If you would not have recited a Bori Priyo Eitz or Shahakol or Bori Mnei Mezonos before the meal, and you would just wash, and you would say Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz, and then you would eat these foods during the meal, whether you would make a bracha in the middle of the meal, whether you won't make a bracha in the middle of the meal, everyone agrees the Birchas Hamozoin will exempt them from the bracha Acharona. But now that you have made a bracha Rishona before the meal, you put yourself in a very complicated situation. According to some opinions, the Birchas Hamozoin that you will recite at the end of the meal will not exempt you from the bracha Achrona for these things, because these things had their own bracha Rishona before the meal began. So let's give an example. I eat a piece of gefilte fish before I wash. I make a shahakal. I take half the piece of gefilte fish. Let's say it's a very large piece of gefilte fish, so there's no shell on the shear. You have a full shear. Let's say two pieces of gefilte fish. A full shear of gefilte fish. And then, let's now wash. You wash, you recite Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. And now I eat another piece of gefilte fish. And then we go eat the cholent and we have dessert and we finish the meal and it comes time to bench. And I recite Birchas Hamazon. What's the problem? The Birchas Hamazon certainly exempted the bracha achron of the gefilte fish that you ate during the meal. But did the Birchas Hamazon exempt you from a bari nefashos for the piece of gefilte fish that you ate before you washed? Now the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah says it does. Okay, according to my preparation, when I've studied, the Mishnah Berurah says, not like the Kitta Shulchan Aruch, he says it works. L'chatchila, it works. If you eat a piece of gefilte fish before the meal, and you eat a piece of gefilte fish during the meal, and then you bench, you're done. You completely finish. The Birchas HaMazon will exempt the gefilte fish in the middle of the meal, and the gefilte fish before the meal. That's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah in this particular case where you ate it twice. I ate it twice, before the meal and in the middle of the meal. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not convinced that this is correct. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says there is such an opinion that it's only going to exempt the piece of gefilte fish that was eaten in the middle of the meal, but it does not exempt the piece of gefilte fish that was eaten before the meal. But maybe yes, let me finish, maybe yes, maybe not. So what do you do? Safik brachos lahakel, you're not going to recite a bari nefashos. You're not going to recite a bari. But by not reciting bari nefashos, maybe you should recite a bari nefashos because the Birchas HaMazon did not exempt that piece of gefilte fish that you ate before you washed. So you have a dilemma that cannot be resolved. So what's the solution? The solution is don't get yourself in this dilemma. You're putting yourself in a no-win situation. Now this case is...
Kitz,
right. The Mishnah Berurah says it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you eat the piece of gefilte fish twice, then and you recite Birchas HaMazon, you're done. There's nothing to discuss, and it appears in the Mishnah Berurah that if not for the that it can even be lechatchila. Now he doesn't say lechatchila mamish because it's still a bracha shen etzricha. If you know that in 5 minutes you're going to wash and you're going to eat a gefilte fish in the middle of your meal, so why recite a shahakol on the gefilte fish now when you will not need to recite a shahakol on it in 5 minutes from now? So the Mishnah Berurah also seems to say that it's not a good idea, but for a different reason. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is saying the reason why it's a problem is for a more fundamental reason. You're getting yourself into a situation where you don't have a bracha acharoina for the piece of fish. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why you shouldn't do it is not because of the bracha acharoina, that appears to be okay. It's because the bracha rishoina is a waste because you're anyway going to make hamoitzi, and hamoitzi would pater the bracha rishoina.
So does anyone hold that you don't have to make a bracha rishoina?
No, of course not. No one holds that. That's impossible. Because you're going to wash in 5 minutes from now?
Yeah.
No. That is impossible. If you are planning to eat the fish now, you cannot put that in your mouth without a bracha rishon under any condition. Yeah.
Two questions. I think you mentioned last time, Rabbi, that today, like you go to a Shmuel's.
Okay, that's different. So let's first go to
the hafsik.
Right. If you're having a long hafsik, or there's going to be a significant break, then l'chatchila you can do it. But you should make a bar nefashos. In that situation, before you go, it's a different mokum also. There it doesn't even work because you're going to a different, the smorgasbord is not in the same place, well it depends on the hall, but it's not usually in the same place as the meal. And even if it is, there's a very big hefsik of a chuppah. Chuppah could take for at least 45 minutes, a chuppah. So there's a significant hefsik, and you should make a bracha achorinah. So modern day weddings is not really a problem. Okay, let's see this. Let's go further. I only give you one example. Let's go with Yesh Bezetz, three lines from the bottom. Last word in the line. Yesh Bezetz Machlekes Apaiskim Im Advarim Shachal Oy Shasa Koydim Anil Tilos Yadayim Niftarim Bebirchas Hamazon Kemoshim Niftarim, just like they would be exempt Eilu Shachal Besuch HaSuda. Or She'elu Shachlu Koydim Nitos Yadayim Einam Niftarim Bebirchas Hamazon. So therefore you're putting yourself into a no-win situation. Ulechein therefore Yesh L'Noyim Yizeh. Therefore, don't eat the fish if you're planning. Now, here's what he says. Here's where it gets a little bit tricky. Don't eat the fish if you're planning on eating the fish again. In other words, I have two slices. I'm going to eat one now and one in the middle of the meal. That is the no-win situation. Because the one I'm going to eat now, I'm going to make a shahakol. By the way, you make a shakal and gefilte fish, someone told me they put a ton of matzah meal in gefilte fish.
No, that's only cheap gefilte fish. Good gefilte fish
isn't good. Most of them do.
Yes, they do.
You need Pesach gefilte fish.
The joke is you make a
moitzah. They make the gefilte fish Pesach.
I'm not Pesach. They say no
matzah.
Okay, so
no matzah.
If they put a matzah, you have to make a mezonos. L'chora. I don't know. You have to look into this. So let's take a piece of salmon, okay? Let's not talk about the filter fish. Talk about a piece of salmon, okay? So they make a shahakol. I'm eating two pieces. And by the way, each piece has a shear. If you don't have a shear, that's another whole story. You have a shear. A shear kezayis before the meal. I'm having a shear kezayis salmon within the meal. And it's been served in the meal as an appetizer. The birchas hamazon will certainly exempt the salmon for the piece of salmon in the middle of the meal. What about? Does it cover a bracha achreina for the salmon that I've eaten before the meal? Tsarich in gadol. It's a no-win situation. Don't enter into that situation. What's the solution? Besides, don't do it. Don't eat salmon during the meal. If you don't eat salmon during the meal, then you certainly can make a bari nefashos either after you finish Birchas Hamazon, or even within the meal, or before you eat the meal.
That's the minute you eat by the kiddush, you eat herring, but as soon as you eat gefilte fish,
you don't eat the same thing. Really, that's where it comes from. That's now you're just joking with me. Let's see what it says. L'chein yesh l'mnoya mizev lo yoichav lo yishtemehem rak. So therefore, here's the solution. Don't get yourself into this problem, or again, one more time, the top line, don't eat or do not drink a certain type of liquid drink. Only eat it once. So you make a shahakol. You make a shahakol, and now you eat it, and you put it in your mind, you're not going to eat this again within the meal. And then what do? Because I'm not going to eat this type of food again within the meal, I can make l'chatchila a brach acharona bari nefashos on this item. V'yivarech brach acharona. But you must be very diligent. V'lo yoichal, v'lo yishteh mehem b'sech hasuda. V'yim leberech techila brach acharona. If you forgot to make the bari nefashos before you wash, before you make al moitzi lachem aretz, so you can make the bari nefashos in the middle of the meal. No one's stopping you. In the middle, in between the zmiros, you can make a bari nefashos. Yivarech b'sech hasuda. Oyafilu liachar b'chas hamaz. And if you remember, after you finish benching, wait a minute. I made a shahakol, and I ate a piece of salmon, and then we washed, and we ate bread, and we had shalant, and we had meat, and we had all these other foods, and I benched, and I never made the bari nefashos for the salmon that I ate before I washed. L'chatchila, you can make a bari nefashos. But, v'imach aloishasa, mimi nemeil, but let's say you make a mistake, you blow it.
like what you we just told you not to do. You made a big mistake and you ate it a second time. Yeah, so what should you do? It's like I told you, the Mishnah Berurah says it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, and not like the kitzur, you're done, you bench, and the benching will certainly exempt what you've eaten within the meal, and once you exempt what you've eaten within the meal, it drags with it the salmon you ate before the meal. But that's not what the kitzur says. He says there's a solution. You know what the solution is? When you finish benching, eat more. Eat more salmon. Yahadir acher birchas hamazon leechol oylishtois ezedavar ulavorich brocha acharona. You should eat something else when the meal is over. Bring out a piece of, I don't know, bring out a piece of a vegetable. Bring out anything you want, which you make the same brocha acharona. I ate salmon. Salmon was shahakol. I need to make a bari nefashos. We've eaten an entire meal. We've benched. So you know what? Bring out some vegetables. You have in the refrigerator a red pepper? Bring out the red pepper. Let's eat a red pepper now. I can make a bari pri adama. What bracha acharona do I need to make on a red pepper? Bari nefashos. So I'll make the bari nefashos on the red pepper, and that bari nefashos I'll have in mind to exempt the piece of salmon I ate before the meal. So in the event you made a mistake, what happened? You ate a piece of salmon and you made a shahakel. And then before you blink, oh, we're going to wash now. Okay, so what should you do? L'chatchila, you should make a bari nefashos right now, and you should not eat before you wash. You should make a bari nefashos, and you should have kavana not to eat salmon during the meal. Because if you're going to eat salmon during the meal, you're going to then make a birchas hamazon. That birchas hamazon would really exempt the salmon, and then this bari nefashos would have been a bracha she'en etzricha. So the ideal thing is to make a bari nefashos and be very careful, diligent, to be sure that you don't eat this salmon during the meal. If you forgot, you did not make the bari nefashos, and you washed, and then you blew it, you ate a piece of salmon again during the meal, and then you benched, so technically speaking, the birchas hamazon exempted the salmon, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, you're done. According to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you're not necessarily done. The birchas hamazon exempted the salmon that was eaten during the meal, but it did not necessarily exempt the salmon that you ate before the meal. So what should you do? What you should do is go and eat another food. Go to the refrigerator and find something. Find some parva ice cream. Find a red pepper. Find something that you never even knew was in your refrigerator. And make a shahakel or a bari pri adama and eat it. And then you'll need to make a bari nefashos. And that bari nefashos will go back and exempt the salmon you ate before the meal. Yahad racha brach samozen lechol oy lishtois eze davar ulubar brach haroina lifter gam ha-shach ha-lishosa koidem netilas yodayim. Anyone who is what you spoke, this is the halacha. The old Mishnah Berurah is mekel. The Mishnah Berurah says you don't need to do it.
Yeah,
the Mishnah Berurah says. Like the kids of Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah.
L'chor, the Mishnah Berurah wouldn't be chaylik on this. It's a very good eight, so it doesn't.
Have you ever seen this?
Never. People unfortunately don't know the halacha. That's what it's about. It's not about they don't do. They don't know the halacha. I don't know the halacha. I don't know this until I learned this. It's a matter of halacha learning. And then what happens? How long will I remember this? Maybe 2 hours. By tomorrow, will I remember this? No. If you don't chaz, if you don't review. That's it. It's out the door. Only difference is, if you learn it once, the next time you learn it,
it's, you say to yourself, I saw.
You know, you remember it. Every time you learn something, it makes a roshim. And the next time you learn it, it's not like rocket science.
It's a very good idea. I mean, for many parents, you go to a kiddush, you eat lunch, you eat tater kugel, when you come home, you don't eat tater kugel.
Well, no, that's what he did, because then you're Mishan of the Mokayim. Mishan the Mokayim, yeah. He's going to talk about it. He only refers to the laws of going to a kiddush.
Oh,
Mazonos is different. We're coming to Mazonos. You're not yet to the Kiddush. You're not yet to the Kiddush, so you don't need Mazonos. Kiddush Makam Suda.
Right.
No such thing. I got home? No, that's a very big Chumrah. No, you don't. So that's a Chumrah. It's a very big Chumrah. There are some that are only the Das Yachid. You have to make Kiddush again at home. So Das Yachid, the oilam is not nizer, is not makbir on that halacha.
So
that's a Das Yachid.
You just wash it home, unless you're making kiddush.
Just water, unless only your family needs to make kiddush for someone else. Right. So let's see further. Now, everything, by the way, everything we learn now is the only is only dealing with a shahakol or huadama. We're not dealing with eating mizonos. Mizonos is different. Yeah. Let's see. Imroitz and also wine is different. Let's see. Imroitz and lishas yai. Another example. Now he goes talks about wine. Imroitz and lishas yai. He says, "I want to go and drink wine before the sasidayim." Afilu lo yishta yai. Afilu lo yishta yai. Besechasudim. We call makom yisha. Remember the cave and the yain ball liftoyach b'nei mayim. Wine, you can be more lenient because wine, by definition, is an appetizer. It's more of an appetizer than anything else. Therefore, since Yeshua came and Dayan Bol of Tech Benim Naim, Velim Shech Tavis Achila, in Kainu Bichlal Hasuda, so Yayin, even before the meal, is automatically considered part of the bread meal that you're going to eat after. Therefore, you don't need to make, you don't have any chum. You can make a bar priya gofen, and you'll drink a cup of wine. You can then wash, and you can drink more wine, and you'll recite birchas hamazon. And the birchas hamazon you're going to recite will exempt the yayin that you had during the meal and the wine you had before the meal, lichatchila, not like the appetizers. Because the appetizers are not really appetizers. Appetizers look like appetizers, but really they are independent. They're semi-independent. And that's why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that's why you're putting yourself in a no-win situation. Because an appetizer is semi-independent. Eating before the meal is a separate suda. A separate suda, the birchas hamazon is not going to exempt what you ate before you washed. But when it comes to yayin, no. Wine is not a separate meal. Wine is automatically considered nimshach after what follows. And when you bench, the benching will exempt the yayin that you drank, the seicha suda, plus the yayin that was drunk before you washed.
But birchas rishoni, you have to make another birchas before you left and on the wine you drink.
During the meal?
During the meal.
No, I do not. No, you do not. No, that's Shabbos. Let's not get to Shabbos. Let's discuss a weekday meal. No, the bori priyagof that you recite before you wash, that goes to the meal as well.
And you don't have to make another
meal. Of course not. Once you made a bori priyagofen, that goes for the next 72 minutes. That goes as long as you're eating, you do not make another bori priyagofen. You made a bori priyagofen before the meal, and then you washed, and now you want to drink a cup of wine. Since you made a bori priyagofen before you washed, you're good. You do not need to repeat it. The only question is, when you're going to bench, the benching will exempt what you ate from the hamoitzi, but will the benching also exempt the yayin that was consumed before the washing? And the answer is, yayin is different than and other types of food, and yes, at least according to the Yeshayim here. I feel like Yeshayim said, I feel like, That's one opinion, but he's not, the Kitzur is not necessarily happy with this. No, he presents another dissenting opinion. Therefore he says the best thing is don't get yourself in the problem. Don't look for trouble. Don't make a boy pri hagofen before you wash. Wash, eat the bread, and then recite borei pri hagofen. When you drink wine and we go out to dinner to a restaurant and that's not Shabbos, you have to make a borei pri hagofen even if you wash, you have to recite that. Like we're all confused because by most Orthodox Jews 99% of the time you don't make a borei pri hagofen if you drink wine, because on Shabbos you make the borei pri hagofen by the suda. The one who makes kiddush makes the borei pri hagofen, and that borei pri hagofen will exempt all the wine that will be consumed during the meal. So people get into this habit that if you go to a restaurant for a Thanksgiving dinner and they serve wine during the Thanksgiving dinner, even though you've washed, or you go to a graduation dinner, right? You go to graduation, you go out to eat, or you do this, you do that, and they bring wine. You drink, you make a bracha, a boy, a girl, and a bottle of wine in the middle of a meal? Who ever heard of this? Yeah, that's because 99% of the time you're drinking wine from on a Shabbos or Yom Tov Suda where you made the boy, a girl, when the meal began, but not when it's a Thanksgiving dinner. Therefore, do not, according to the second, do not get yourself into trouble. Do not make a boy, a girl, before you wash, because how are you going to make a bracha acharoina for that yayin? Elim ken yishte kos yayin. And what's the solution? Let's say you get yourself into trouble. El imkein yishte kois yayin gam li achar birchas hamazon sheyivorech achrav al hagefen v'yifter gamah sheshosa koydem netilas yudaim. So the solution then is, if you do drink wine, is to after you recite birchas hamazon to drink another cup of wine. Now, another cup of wine requires a new, and this is also a chiddush. I don't know, he doesn't address this, but why don't we say that the bracha you've made of bori pri hagofen before the meal should continue on after the meal. Just like the Birchas HaMozoin is not, this is a very big finish, just like the Birchas HaMozoin is not going to terminate, it's not going to count as the Broch Acharoina for the Bori Priagofen you recited before you washed. Right? It's not going to put an end to it. Before I washed, I made a Bori Priagofen. And that Bori Priagofen requires a Broch Acharoina. And he's telling us now that there is such an opinion that says that the Birchas HaMozoin is not going to serve as the Birch HaKroina. So that means it's still open-ended. If it's still open-ended, you should be permitted to drink more wine after you finish your Birchas HaMozoin without reciting a new Bori Priagofen.
It's like Akar Shulchanai. It's like moving.
Is that what he says? Then? I don't know what it appears, maybe, but what it appears more is that he holds the Birchas HaMozoin puts an end to it. That's the Iker. Like the first opinion. You recite Birchas HaMozoin, like the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chatchila. The Mishnah Berurah says for sure. The Birchas HaMozoin, it's over. However, in order to satisfy any little loose ends that still the bracha it's still open, so you can make another Bori Priagofen, because that's Dikar Hadin. Dikar Hadin is you already finished, but you'll make another Bori Priagofen, you'll drink more wine, and you'll make an Al HaGefen. Then Al HaGefen will come and patter the Yayin that's still open ended, Mitzah Sofik. But you're still mechuyev to make a new Bori Priagofen after you recite Birchas HaMozoin. That's what he appears to be saying. Elimkin yishtek kois yayin gam liachar Birchas HaMozoin sheyivorech achar of al hagefen, and then you'll bench afterwards al hagefen. The yifter gam mash shoshosa koydim etilas yadayim. The roitz alishtois yayin snaki. Now he talks what about drinking schnapps. The yirtz roitz alishtois yayin sraf. Kaidem has suud. If you want to go and drink yayin sraf before the suda schnapps, bein she yishte gam besoich hasuda, bein lo yishte. Whether you're not yizosh lalishtois kaidem hasuda rak pachas mekzayis. Less than a kezayis, avolim shosa kezayis soyaiser nafali the suffik bircha brachachoina. So he says that schnapps is the same exact problem. If you're going to have a schnapps before whiskey, before you wash, the only reason why whiskey would be better was because ruba de ruba, when you drink whiskey, you don't have a shear, you don't have a revius, so you don't need a bracha acharoina. So your small little cup of whiskey, it's certainly it's only 1 ounce. How a shot of whiskey is 1 ounce. To make a brocha acharoina, you need to have at least a revius, which is at least 3 little cups. So if you're only going to have 1 cup, no problem. You can make your shahakol. You don't need to make a bari nefashos. So you can wash, and you can eat, you can do whatever you want, you can recite Birchas HaMozoin, and the Birchas HaMozoin is not going to exempt the whiskey from before the meal, because you don't need it. You'll never need it. But if before the meal you have 3 shots of whiskey,
or a cup of soda,
same exact thing, right? So now you're getting yourself into a problem, you need to make a bari nefashos, and now the question is, will the Birchas HaMozoin serve as the bracha acharoina for the 3 shots of whiskey or a cup of soda? And the answer is, this is the dilemma. Maybe yes, maybe no. It's a no-win situation. The best thing to do, the best thing, what should you do?
You can't make a Bari Nefashos because he's saying it's a Bracha Lodama.
You can't make a Bari Nefashos only if you drank more soda or whiskey in the middle of the meal. If you did not drink any more soda or whiskey in the middle of the meal, lechatchila, you can make a Bari Nefashos.
So you don't know what you're going to drink in the middle.
So you have to look. So you should plan. That's what he says. You should plan in advance what to do. If you look back,
you have to plan. I'm right now. I finished. I had. It's before the meal.
Yeah.
I'm drinking milk. I'm drinking soda.
Okay.
I'm drinking a lot of whiskey.
Okay.
So I right now not have a chiyuv of bracha achrayna.
No. So that is going to be bracha shen etzrich. That's part of the dilemma. Right now you have a chiyuv to make a bracha.
If I know for sure that I'm going to drink in the middle of the suda, then it's a bracha shein
tzrich. Oh.
But if I'm not sure,
right. No, if
I'm not sure, you don't know, I'm, you know, whatever they serve, I'll eat it. No,
you got to decide. Because you got to decide, because then you're putting yourself a bracha shein tzrich. You have to make a decision. If you're gonna say
a bracha shein tzrich, if you know you're going to drink soda.
If you know you're going to drink, it's definitely. So that's the question. If you don't know, it might turn out to be a bracha shein
tzricha.
So are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to put yourself in a situation of a bracha shein tzricha mitzafik l'chor or not? He doesn't say maybe. He says you have to make a conscious decision, yes or no. If you're going to plan on drinking more soda, then you're putting yourself into a more difficult situation.
So then, you're eating a soda. You know, I want to drink more wine. I'm going to bench. I'll make another bracha and I'll make another.
Okay.
Bracha. Can you do that?
He seems to say yeah.
He says he doesn't have a choice. But if you know you're finishing, you're middle of a soda, and people say we want to bench now, right?
Yeah.
So you say, okay, I'll bench, and then we'll finish.
You're not supposed to do that. It's Baruch Hashem Tzricha. Also Baruch Hashem Tzricha.
Right, so over here also.
So it's also, so that situation, L'chor Yivad, is only after the fact. Only after the fact when you can't do this, plan this out L'chatchila. I'm going to drink Yain now, I'm going to drink during the Suda, and then I'm going to make another Bar Priyagof and do it again. That's real Baruch Hashem Tzricha. You're doing it L'chatchila.
When he's coming to this, he should say to myself, I'm assuming that I'm not going to drink in the middle of the...
So you make the ala gafen.
So I'll make a and then it comes to the soda. I'm thirsty now. So what?
Possibly, okay, possibly. Situation changed. Okay, possibly. There are such precedents in halacha with things like that. You don't have to take it... Right now, you look at the moment, and you don't have to think in the future. Avalim shasa kizayis or yoytsi nafal deyasavi b'chor b'chor. Okay, one more halacha. Let's finish up. Gimelim roitz alecha. Now, this is important. When it comes to mizonos... Mizonos has its own set of rules. See, he went in three different madrigals. He first discussed what I called appetizers, which are really independent meals. And then he discussed wine. Wine is already gray area. And now he comes to mizonos. Mizonos is the most lenient. Why is mizonos the most lenient? Because birchas hamazon is equivalent to an al hamechir. It's exactly the same thing. A birchas hamazon is not a bari nefashos. A birchas hamazon is not an al hagefen. It's not. They're different worlds. Al hagefen is not the same as but a birchas hamazon is one and the same in halacha as an al hamichya. So if you eat mizonos before the meal, and then you eat more mizonos during the meal, and then you bench, or even if you don't eat mizonos during the meal, and then you bench, your benching is the al hamichya for the mizonos you ate before the meal. So that solves all the problems. Im roitz alechol koydim etilos yadayim, the one mizonos, not for the shackles. Im roitz alechol koydim etilos yadayim, meaning mizonos, kegoin. I don't know what these things are. Honey cake?
Honey cake.
Okay, whatever these things are. Uchadayim. Shebrocha acharoina shelohem hi al hamichya. Bein shayochal mayem gam koydim besechasuda. Bein shelo yochal mayem besechasuda. This is easy. This is okay. It's not okay 100%. It's still a bracha and it's shricha. If you know you're going to eat in 5 minutes, that the Mishnah Berurah says. If you know that in 5 minutes from now we're going to wash, so why are you making the mizonos? Wash and then eat. Once you wash, you don't need to make a mizonos. It's a bracha and it's shricha for the bracha rishayna. But the bracha achrayna is not a problem. Bein, the kid is only dealing with the bracha and it's shricha for the bracha achrayna, not for the bracha rishayna. Bein shiyachal mehem b'segam b'segachasud. Bein shalo yachal mehem b'segachasud. Mikom makom mehem niftar b'brachas amazon. Why? In parentheses, friends, ki b'brachas amazon poteres b'brachas alamechya. Uvilvad shalo yafsik ha'bevin achila zulun tilstam. Do not delay. If you're going to have a large hefsik, like by a kiddush or smorgasbord or things like that, then there's a hefsik. Then you have to make it alamechya before you go on your merry way and then come back and sit down to a meal. Aval im tzarech lahavsik hai, but let's say you're going to have a very big, significant delay. Tzarech levarech techila al b'r'al abirchas hamichya al mash ochal v'afilu yoichal neminim elu gam b'seich chasud, even if you're planning on leaving these things later on during the meal. So these are the basic rules. Okay, let's look at the bottom. There's one thing on the bottom. Aleph yidu b'r'chas hamozoin v'afilu ochal b'r'chas hamishoyna ein b'r'chas hamoitzi patrasoi. So Aleph refers to what part? It refers to the yayin, the wine. The wine in kinyan b'chlal asud nita b'ruchas hamazon. V'afilu achi b'ruchas v'bruch rishayna ein b'ruchas hamaytzi patrasai. The generally speaking, just saying that when you make a regular weekday meal, and you recite hamaytzi lechem in aretz, that does not exempt the requirement to say bari priya gofen. B'tzarech levarech alayayin v'tam ayin baruch hashulchan d'bruchas hamazon d'araisa. What's the reason? The reason because b'ruchas hamazon is d'araisa. Mash einkein b'ruchas hamaytzi l'chein in koyach l'patray shayayin choshuv shebekam mekamus mevarchin af alpi she'ein tzarech l'shsiyah. even though you don't need to drink. The Birchas Bari Pri HaGafen is not exempt from the Hamoitzi. Why? Hamoitzi is only a bracha midrabanan. And that bracha midrabanan, Hamoitzi Lechem in the Aretz is midrabanan. All brachas Rishonos are midrabanan. And the male, the Mazon can exempt all types of food, but not Yayin. Why not Yayin? Because Yayin is more choshev than Mazon. What's the proof? Because we make a bracha Bari Pri HaGafen by all religious ceremonies, by a wedding, by a bris, by a pidyon haben. Pidyon haben, you make a Bari Pri HaGafen?
Mm-hmm.
You do? You do all kais? I don't remember.
No.
No, I don't remember. Okay, whatever. But
not at pidyon haben itself.
Someone else do you make? You make by shav brachas. Brachas hamazon is recited all kais. Generally, all religious ceremonies is accompanied by a Bari Pri HaGafen. So what do we learn from this? That the Bari Pri HaGafen is more choshuv than the Birchas HaMaitzi. Therefore, the Birchas HaMaitzi does not exempt the requirement to make a Bari Pri HaGafen. And that's why in a meal, when you recite the HaMaitzi Lechem in Aretz, you still need to make a Bari Pri HaGafen. Even though you don't need to drink, you all see. Bari Pri HaGafen, Meikar Hadin, you do not, when you make a Bari Pri HaGafen by a religious ceremony, you do not need to drink by a wedding. Under the chuppah, Meikar Hadin, the Mesader Kedushin, who recites the Bari Pri HaGafen, does not need to drink from the Kais Shel Yayin. By a bris, you do not drink. It's the minhag is that once you make a Bari Pri HaGafen, you should be toying ma'at. The minhag olam is that the Mesader Kedushin, he spills a small teeny amount on his finger, and he licks his finger. That should be the bracha should be chal the brachas hanen in a little bit. What is it? Nogelach lemaisa by Tisha B'Av. When you make a bris on Tisha B'Av, so you recite it ala kois. Who drinks the kois? So you give it to the Baal HaBris can recite it because it's Tisha B'Av, it's a Yom Kippur. Who do you give it to? To a tinuk, to a child. Let's say there is no child. Let's say they were on strike today. No one came to shul today. There's no child. So what do? You still do. So no one drinks it. Nigger Adin, if no one drinks it, it's okay. The Ikat HaKon is to make the Bari Pri HaGafen, L'chover the Yayin, Lav Da'afka, does someone need to drink it? Another very big Shaila is a bris on Sukkos. Where do you drink? Where do you eat on Sukkah? You eat in a sukkah. So not everyone is able to have the actual ceremony in a sukkah. They do sometimes, but more often than not, it's not. It's done in the home. It's done in the shul. And you make Bari Pri HaGafen. Yeah, who's going to drink this now? Who's going to drink this now? An adult? You can't eat outside the sukkah. So what do? It's Machlekes HaPoskim. If I'm not mistaken, I think giving it to a tinuk, but if I'm not mistaken, there's a shita that says you can drink it outside the sukkah. If I'm not mistaken, I don't remember. I think I have a machlokes of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Rav Moshe. Gotta look it up. What do you do? It's a very big shaila. Oh, but Mikra Adin, it's no big deal because you make a Bari Pri HaGafen. No one drinks it. No one drinks it. Because that's the inyan.
What about Havdalah?
Havdalah. What do we say by Havdalah? Do you have to drink it?
When 9 days
on
you don't make
Havdalah
in the
shoes. I don't know, that might be different. Havdalah might be different. Havdalah, you might have to drink it. Why should it be different, Havdalah? I don't remember. Havdalah could be with more machmir. I have to go look it up. I don't remember. Okay, that concludes the simen. It's a very hot simen, but I think we got it.
You know, this is why. I mean, the old guy, when you made a kiddush, you gave whiskey and kiddush. You didn't give any. That was the whole kiddush.
Because they were poor.
Huh? They also didn't have shaylas and brachas. Because we said a kiddush is yamaitzi with the chasamazon.
Okay.
And
the schnapps. Less the share.
She has no shaylas and brachas.
That was my
but then we got fancy, we got catered. So if you eat herring, it's fine. But if you start eating gefilte fish and you come home, you're going to have to eat again gefilte fish.
It's another mokoyim. If you go home, the bird of fosh is not going to eat.